You're listening to Monday Morning Live, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Monday Morning Live, the podcast, and Monday Morning Live, the Facebook feed. As always, please, if you have questions for us, post them in the comments below and we'll answer them as they come in or after the fact, we'll get you the answers. Welcome, I'm here joined by Chris Hackbarth of our Lansing staff. Just the two of us today. We could have called it the old dad joke episode.
We could.
Bad dad joke episode.
There are no bad dad jokes.
There are bad dad jokes. So actually, I have you kind of talking about budget stuff. It seems like every week there's something, nothing going on with budget. But the last week, we've had some budget stuff to talk about.
There's actually, knock on wood, there appears to be a deal in the offing here.
Okay.
Both chambers passed supplemental bills last week, passed them over the other side. So they've got a bill, a spending bill, restoring some of the cuts.
Okay.
And they passed over a kind of a shell bill, we call it an empty bill, on the state administrative board.
Okay.
Changes to that with a yet-to-be-released changes that the governor is supposedly signed off on.
Okay.
So we expect to see that this week. I think that is the... Getting that piece finalized is the linchpin for seeing the appropriation bills, the supplementals.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Do kind of like, you know, in previous episodes, you may have missed this. So you know, we're supposed to have a budget deal October 1st. It didn't happen.
And they did.
They did. They got something. So kind of walk us through a little bit.
So going through the whole summer without a budget deal, out of budget negotiation. Rhodes was the governor's key item to get that. A road deal did not come together.
They took Rhodes out of it.
So the governor sat down and they started doing just budget negotiations, agreeing to do Rhodes at a later date.
Okay. That deal then fell apart, and the governor said, I'm not going to participate in this because the House and Senate were putting more road money in from general fund into their proposals. So she walked away.
She didn't like that. She's like, I just thought we were going to not talk about roads, and then you put roads in.
So the legislature said, fine, we'll send you our own budget. So they did.
Yeah.
And the governor got it on October 1st. Then she got it the weekend before, and she spent the weekend and went through line item vetoed just under $1 billion, $900 million worth of cuts.
It's pretty unusual.
Extensive, 147 line items, I think, is somewhere in that. Yeah. So quite a few line items.
And we've talked, for the most part, our cities, our members were kind of spared.
Right. Probably the biggest one is with regard to payment in lieu of taxes. Okay. So if communities that have state lands or what we call tax reverted or swamp land, some of those more rural areas tend to have this, where a lot of state land is part of their makeup.
Right.
So that was all vetoed. Counties had a number of cuts, whether it's county road patrol, their veteran offices, some of their other services. You had rural hospitals get hit. You had students who are going to private colleges, their need-based aid was eliminated. Hmm. You saw a lot of different cuts. There were some corrections cuts, things across the board.
Right.
So the governor did the veto. She also shifted about $600 million of money that had been put into one place. She shifted it to other places.
And that became a sticking point, right?
Huge sticking point.
So explain what that action is called and what the issue was.
So the State Administrative Board is the body at the state level that has – the legislature appropriates, but the ad board has to actually spend the money. So when a contract is let, the ad board actually approves that above a certain dollar amount.
Okay.
The ad board also moves dollars when – you have a big federal grant come in, or you have money you need to move from one line to another line because you're making up for a shortfall.
Right.
Within the same department, they can do that, and that's what they do. In this case, the governor took that authority, something that was established under Governor Engler, over 20 years ago, and she took that authority and she said, I didn't sign off on this budget. I'm going to move these dollars. So she moved about $600 million there. So we have about $1.5 billion of spending in the budget that is different than the way the legislature sent it to her. Again, there was no deal in place in the first place, so it was kind of a mess. So then...
But they didn't like that, the legislature.
No, they didn't like that. The budget that she didn't agree to, they
but
didn't...
No, like,
right, no. So they've spent the last 2 months now... trying to get back together on what are those cuts that need to be dealt with.
Right.
You obviously have some of those critical issues. Like I mentioned, you've got public safety. You've got tax payments to local units of government. You've got health issues, higher ed issues. So they put a supplemental together. They came to a deal about a week ago, and we have about $500 million in spending right now between school aid and general fund, the general fund budgets that are being put back in with these bills that are before this, back before the Senate now this week.
Okay.
But again, before the Senate will send that on to the governor, we have to see the state administrative board change that we don't really know what it is yet.
So, yeah, because they don't want her to be able to do that anymore.
To the extent that she did it, correct.
Okay, so do you see an end in sight for that part?
Yes. I think people are the most optimistic right now that they've been in the last 2 months. Okay. There is certainly a feeling that this week they'll be able to wrap up the budget conversation, at least for the end of the year.
Yeah.
There will certainly be, one of the big things that didn't get funded in the supplemental was Pure Michigan. Mm. So this restoration of cuts to Pure Michigan was not dealt with yet. There's another $500 million worth of spending that the legislature put in that was cut. So I think you'll see, roads is still out there. They still have to get back to the road conversation. The Pure Michigan is still out there. So you'll see those things moving into the new year. You still have book closing of the state's budget and any lapse fund. So there will be another supplemental coming.
Yeah.
But we don't know when.
Okay.
The governor got a couple of things in this that she hadn't gotten in the legislature's version. The biggest one for league members is going to be $10 million in spending on census activities.
Oh, that's
so important. Right. So as we look at getting an accurate count in 2020, there is state money now to assist with that. There will probably be more as we move forward, but this is the good kickoff for that. There was also funding that was put back in with regard to some of the election-related and voters not politicians implementation of those initiatives.
That's the one about redistricting.
Correct.
Like okay.
So the funding,
putting some money aside for that?
Right. There was money that was originally proposed by the governor. The legislature didn't necessarily agree to it the same way. They're putting some of that back together, as well as some of the other implementation that's necessary for the other proposition with regard to voting. Okay. So there's some things the governor got in this supplemental, some things the legislature got back. Again, it appears that they both come to a deal.
So is there just another vote need to happen between now and then, or what happens next?
So I think, again, the next thing we'll see this week, they're in session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
What we will see is finally see what language shape is the state administrative board change.
Okay.
What has the governor agreed to that will supposedly curtail some of that power? And then they'll move on that bill. The other bill that was in it was an agreement to have a budget in place by the beginning of July.
Okay.
So that's symbolic,
an agreement. Okay.
Right. So budget by July, yeah. State administrative board changes, and the spending restored.
Okay.
So that's what I think we'll see this week.
Okay. I find it funny. We're still talking about budget. It's December, and you mentioned to me before we started that the governor will be rolling out her next year's budget in February.
Correct.
So we have a very, very short window when we start talking about the next one.
Yes, all the state departments right now are actually working with the state budget office on next year's budget.
Okay.
So, yeah, those conversations
the
will be happening.
Budget never stops.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, that's good. So what else is happening in Lansing on budget related? Sometimes this time of year we have like the lame duck period, but we're kind of an off year election. So you don't expect that to happen, like a flurry of bills or activity?
No, I don't think so. The legislature is technically scheduled for 3 weeks of session in December.
Okay.
I think we're only going to see last week, this week, and next week. I think we're only going to see this week. I think they'll wrap things up this week. Okay. Remember, we're in a 2-year cycle for the legislative terms. So bills that are introduced last for 2 full years. Okay. So we're at the midpoint of the 2-year cycle right now for those bills. So nothing has to be done other than this budget stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we'll see a ton. We do have some bills are out there that are very active. There's a gaming package that's being discussed when we talk about sports betting and fantasy gaming.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There appears to be some conversation between the House and the Senate and the governor's office on that. There were some stories, some news articles last week that they appear to be getting close to a deal on that. Mm. We have some, the RTA, the Regional Transit Authority in Southeast Michigan.
Yes.
There have been conversations about how to reform that, potentially without Macomb County involved.
Oh.
So that legislation could move this week. at least out of one side. You have a package of bills the city of Detroit's been very active on with regard to helping people stay in their homes if they're facing tax foreclosure. So that legislation's hanging out there. So, you know, a few of those kinds of things. Most of it is just how are we positioning them to end the year, get them out of one chamber to the other so that next year you can start. Because remember, next year is going to be an election year.
Yeah.
Right. You know, a big election year for the House and the State House, as well as the national election.
Yeah.
So you're going to see probably a shorter window to do activity, especially if it's something contentious. Mm. If it's something that might have political overtones, the window of time to act on that is very short next
year. So next year, will a good number of House and Senate seats then be up for grabs?
Only the House next year.
House, okay.
Yep. The Senate and the governor's office are on four-year cycles.
So you said we're kind of a 1 year into the two-year legislative term. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot here. How is this term compared, you know, 1 year into it now, halfway done, compared to other terms and as far as activity, getting things done?
Well, remember over the last 8 years, we had one-party control for the most part. You know, you had the House, the Senate, and the governor's office all Republican. Yeah. So you saw a lot of activity. You know, we've talked, you know, a year ago about lame duck a year ago and how crazy that was.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a completely different time period. You have new leadership in the House, new leadership in the Senate, a new administration. It's divided power, Republican and Democrat. It's a lot more of a, I'll say a slower pace, but it's more of a measured pace,
okay,
deliberate
measured
pace. Yes.
Yeah.
You certainly, I think the legislature understands there are certain things that the governor is not interested in. The governor understands there are certain things the legislature is not interested in.
Right.
So they're trying to find those things that they can come to agreement on. You saw no-fault insurance. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
They've finally done something on the budget here.
Yeah.
We know the governor still has roads on her plate, on her radar, and the legislative leadership's talked about that being still on their plate. So I think the first part of next year, you'll see that. And we talked about the bills, the local option bills on road funding. So that's part of the mix now, and those bills have had a lot of activity in committee these last couple weeks.
Okay.
So I see that as something as when we come out of the gate. I think roads, you'll see those local options, some of those other road reform topics, position for movement early in the year, and then you'll see, you know, a renewed conversation on long-term road funding.
Okay. Well, we didn't have an election for, you know, the state offices in November. We did have a lot of local election turnover, and as part of that, the league has done a series of newly elected trainings. We had one in Sterling Heights a couple weeks ago. We have one coming up this week in Lansing on December 11th.
Right here?
Right here in this room. We have another one in Walker on January 14th, and then the last one is January 23rd in Ann Arbor. And these are really good trainings for newly elected and also maybe people that have been around for a while to get a refresher course. We cover basic topics like the Open Meetings Act, Freedom of Information Act, and
how
the
to run a meeting.
Responsibilities. Exactly, yeah. It's really good trainings, are really helpful, and they also lead into our series of weekender trainings that we do, where we have a basic level 101, and then we have an advanced weekender. Those dates is February 28th, 29th in Frankenmuth, and then we have ones lined up May 1st and 2nd in Big Rapids. So we try to move these around in the state so that keep the drive time to a minimal for our members. What else? Anything else we need to talk about?
No, just reminding folks, even though it looks like things are potentially, you know, not crazy,
yes,
this lame duck period,
right,
faux duck, we call it, you know, make sure members are signing up for Inside 208 on our league webpage. There's a button on the right-hand side. You can enter your email address and subscribe to our Inside 208 legislative blog. That will give you the most up-to-date information as things happen here. We communicate with members about those issues. We just had one kind of a little wrap-up of some of these topics last week that went up. So you get a lot of good information from that, so you can stay tuned to what's happening in Lansing.
Okay. There was one other thing I was supposed to ask you about, the historic tax credits. There's something going on with that this week?
So one of our priorities, actually, since former Governor Snyder eliminated the state historic tax credit program, is to get that restored.
Ah.
It was a big push the last two-year cycle. We got a bill pretty close to being done, but the governor wouldn't sign off on it, so it ended up dying at the end of last year. We've renewed that effort under Governor Whitmer, and that legislation is scheduled for a hearing this week in committee. So,
okay. So
we're excited to see some potential action on that. Again, position it so it can be part of the the first part of the year, final action, hopefully.
Okay.
So members hopefully will help contact their legislators, go to their office hours, go to their coffee hours this fall period, winter period, and make sure you're communicating with...
And this is something we support.
Absolutely.
Encourage our members to contact the representatives in support of this action.
Yep.
Also, you talked about Inside 208. We'll be posting a blog, I believe, later today about the PFAS issue. Mm-hmm. And there's some hearings moving around the state where you can look at the administrative rules they've set up for this topic. PFAS, of course, is deals with environmental contamination of a chemical. I don't know what PFAS stands for, but
polyfluoro. Yeah.
So, and Harris Honor, our legislative associate's been very involved with that mm-hmm. issue.
So, yes, the Department Eagle. Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, yeah. Great Lakes, Environment, has initiated the rules process.
Okay.
They've kicked that rules process off. Part of the rules process, establishing a contaminant level for PFAS, is to have a public comment period. And so there are, I believe, three hearings around the state that are going to be taking place as part of that public comment period, where communities, residents will be able to come in and talk about any support or potential concerns with the way they're establishing that contaminant rule.
Good. All right. Well, thank you, Chris. And also, this I'm pleased to announce, or sad to announce, that this is our last Monday Morning Live of the year.
2019.
Of 2019. Our next one is scheduled for 10:30 on January 6th. So right after the new year. Mm-hmm. Well, I reserve the right to have another one if something big happens, but we kind of think that it's going to be good. Like I said, knock on wood again. So again, thank you for joining us on the Monday Morning Live, the Facebook live stream, and Monday Morning Live, the podcast. Thank you, Chris, for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.